From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Federal investigators say they have evidence that Jared Loughner targeted Arizona Congresswoman Gabriella Giffords perhaps years before he allegedly shot her and 19 other people at a shopping mall on Saturday. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Tucson that the 22-year-old is due to make his first court appearance later today in Phoenix.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against the 22-year-old Loughner, saying his alleged attack was premeditated. In the charging documents, investigators say they opened a safe at Loughner's residence and found an envelope with the words, "I planned ahead" and "My assassination" written on it. They say they also found a 2007 letter from Representative Giffords thanking Jared Loughner for attending a Congress on Your Corner event similar to the one at which she was shot yesterday. Loughner is in custody and will appear before a judge tomorrow afternoon. Martin Costi, NPR News, Tucson.
Doctors say they are hoping for the best for Giffords, who is in intensive care after being shot in the head. Dr. Michael LaMole, chief of neurosurgery at the University of Arizona Medical Center in Tucson, says he is encouraged by the Congresswoman's progress so far.
Congresswoman Giffords is able to communicate with us this morning through following of simple commands, and we're very encouraged by that. We are still in critical condition. Brain swelling at any time can take a turn for the worse, but I am cautiously optimistic.
LaMole says Giffords has responded several times to commands. The UN Refugee Agency reports about 500 people a day are fleeing the Ivory Coast to neighboring Liberia. The refugees now number some 23,000. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the Ivorians are fleeing because they fear the outbreak of a new civil war in their country.
The UN Refugee Agency says it's boosting humanitarian operations in preparation for a possible worsening of the situation in the Ivory Coast. Spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says most of the refugees fleeing to Liberia are women and children.
They tell us that they are fleeing for preemptive reasons. Even though the civil war was 8 years ago, it's still raw and fresh in their minds what kind of devastation was caused to them.
The stalemate between Ivory Coast self-proclaimed President Laurent Gbagbo and the internationally presumed winner Alassane Ouattara remains unresolved. Many observers fear the standoff could erupt into renewed civil war. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The heads of U.S. and Chinese defense are trying to repair frayed relations this week between their militaries. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is meeting with top Chinese military and political leaders in Beijing. After Gates met with China's defense minister today, the two military chiefs agreed to create a working group to consider a more formal, regular dialogue on strategic issues. This is NPR. Hundreds of thousands of southern Sudanese refugees around the world are voting this week on a historic independence referendum that could lead to a separate homeland in the south. Priscilla Nyker, a southern Sudanese voter in London, says her people have been waiting a long time for today.
It's the only day we were waiting for. 2 million died for this day. 50 years in war.
Thousands of Sudanese refugees swarmed makeshift polling places in 8 U.S. cities to take part in the week-long elections. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Virginia is demanding that the website Twitter provide details about WikiLeaks, its founder Julian Assange, and Bradley Manning, who's suspected of supplying WikiLeaks with classified information. Meanwhile, as Larry Miller reports from London, Assange has another fight on his hands this week.
Assange will be in court Tuesday to try to block extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning on sex-related allegations. He's been on bail under house arrest since turning himself into London police last month. Assange denies the allegations. He says he'll answer questions from the Swedish prosecutor on British soil, but claims extradition is merely a ruse to get him to the U.S., where he'd face prosecution for publishing classified documents. Meanwhile, as London attorney Mark Stevens says, WikiLeaks will fight the U.S. subpoena for Twitter information about Assange and others. He wants to know if the U.S. has made similar demands on Facebook, Skype, and other sites. Stevens says targeting Twitter shows the U.S. is desperate to pin a crime on Assange. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The governors of four southern states have declared states of emergency because of snow and ice rolling over the region today. Thousands of flights have been canceled. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News. Support